All right, so you're here. It's gonna be spinning breakfast, I guess. I'm flying here to pick up some fights. The captain's lineup came out. Yes, it did. The thing that sucks is there's a one championship fight on tonight. I'd like to break that down, but I can't. I don't feel comfortable doing it yet. I don't know the fighters that much. It takes time to build a repertoire to fire at people and let them know that this guy might be right. And I would definitely be wrong. I would definitely be wrong because I haven't seen fight. You can't just clip and clap and clip videos of like certain people. But you can do it if you know the person they're fighting. You can clip clap and go, that guy's gonna hit him there, or oh God, that guy could be in trouble, or that girl, that woman could be in trouble. If you know him. I don't know the one FC that much, and I feel awful and terrible that I couldn't put out a show for that. I do, because it sounds like it's a hell of a one. It sounds like a hell of a one, and now it's on Amazon Prime. Everybody's seeing it. Everybody's seeing it. Oh gosh, Dana, retire. You're in trouble, man. They're coming. They are coming for you guys, because you stole. I mean, you didn't stole. You buried their company. You buried their company. Even after the Chuck Liddell incident, you still buried them. They brought Chuck over there, and Chuck couldn't even win in their tournament, and yet they still buried him. I th impossible, right? You would think impossible. You would think, but no, it's not impossible when you sign the guy that beat him to come over to your company. Not that impossible. Not that impossible. So Quentin comes over there, and all of a sudden they're over there, and now it's like, oh gosh, this place sucks, dude. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, they were rigging a lot of their fights. Well, I don't know. That the rumor was. Rumor was, I don't know who gets a rigging fight where they say, hey, stomp me in the face, or hey, sucker kick me in the skull. I don't know, but that must be one tough son of a bitch. That's all I'm saying. I don't know who was messing with those fights, but if that's how I gotta throw a fight, then I don't wanna throw a fight, man. Just let him beat me. I'll fight him. I'll fight him. I'll fight him as hard as I can if he can just beat me on the feet. But if he's gonna sucker kick my head off, I don't wanna do it. If I'm gonna be on my back and he's gonna stomp my face, I don't wanna be it. I wanna be there. I don't want to be there. I do not want to be there. And Chuckster went over there and they tried to get him. They tried to get him. They gave him at least the O-ring for all people. Come on. Come on. That was a hell of a fight. That was not. It was a hell of a fight. And then, you know what happened? Quentin the Rampage got him. Got him. Get her done. And got him done. And yet, the UFC still ran on. But where's Chuck and the Iceman at these days? How's he doing? I've seen him in the crowd a few times. I know that he fought Tito Ortiz for some odd, crazy, known reasons in the whatsoever in the world, because it didn't make no sense since Tito Ortiz had never beaten him in his life. Tito Ortiz had never even come close to beating him in his life, and I believe they fought twice. So what would make sense for a third fight? What would make sense for that third fight? Please, somebody tell me. Because I'm going to get another one. Because I heard something else, and I'm going to come back with it in a second. And you're going to wonder, what makes sense for a third fight? Why would there possibly be third fights? Why would there possibly be... See, is this why they shut me down? Because I got to be calm and cool and collective, and then I can have a good show? I can't be static and matic and haddock. I can't do that. I got to be cool. I got to be cool and calm. How is that possible? Anybody know this? How can you be cool and calm? Please tell me. I need to know, because it don't work for me. We'll be right back when I tell you what the hell's wrong with the three-fight thing, man. I know this. I know there's something wrong with it. I just got to go for a second. I got to take a piss, and unfortunately, I jumped down here because I was so pissed that my last show got taken off, and now I'm probably going to shut off again. I forgot my developer mode was on, and somebody else is developing my material and not telling me that they are, and they're just using it for their own senses. So I had to block that and shut that off, and I got my VPNs now. Hey, by the way, hey, CEX dude, I know I said CEX on that thing. Go ahead, keep trying to log in my CEX account. It's so odd that my CEX account's trying to get hacked into now, but go ahead, man, go ahead. There's so much stuff in there. There's nothing in there. There's $2 in there. You can't even move it. You can't move it unless Litecoin went to $1 billion. But go ahead and go ahead. I'll give it to you. You want my passcode, my CX account, go ahead and I'll give it to you. If you want my codes, I'll just give them to you. I got no money and nothing, okay? Come on, please. Please. And you don't think the day my money comes with lease or anything? I'm just saying. Keep doing that. And by the way, nice job, Twitter, with doing the 2FA. Because good God, has nobody else thought of that to do this? That if you can't get access into a website unless you have these codes. Okay, that's pretty. I mean, geez, that's pretty simple when you're posting all your social media content on stuff, and you're thinking you're one of these little scumbag me like me, and you're thinking people are gonna listen to it. Okay, yeah, but I'll post it. Oh no, I have my 2FA on. Oh my God, somebody stole it. Oh my God, they stole it again. Oh my God, they stole it again. A month later. Oh my God, they stole it again. Oh my God. No, I'm Bigfoot Holmes. And then yeah, that's how you created a Bigfoot Holmes. That's how you public, or you perverts, or whoever the hell you are, because you're on the dark web. I've got that known now, because that's how you're getting my stuff, because it says, we got it from the dark web. We have your access, and all your content's been found on the dark web. Well, why is my stuff on the dark web? Why, is somebody selling my content? Well, that's real nice, people. Real nice to do to somebody. Who just, he's walking life and just believing in life, okay? He believes in life, believes good things will happen to him if he does good things. You know, hey, he's done bad things before, but yeah, hey, he paid for that. That's what the prison system's for, okay? It's the prism system. You know, the prism, yeah, prism, the I'm system, you know, whatever they call it. Him, that system. But we'll be right back, because I'm going to tell you. There's a jerk off out there that needs to get slapped around. And ain't no fighter, ain't nobody knows. It's CBGBDBDBDB on YouTube. I don't know who the hell this guy is. We got 10K followers, and he needs to get slapped the hell out of here. Because that's crazy. Are we back in here? All right. Yes, we are. I just don't like this new thing I'm using, because I got to stare at the screen that's got nothing on it, and all of a sudden there's just a bunch of things just going crazy. Like right now, I'm not talking, so why are you moving? If I'm not talking, why would a thing possibly... Look, I even tried to hold my breath and it was still moving. Maybe my nose. You know, I don't know. I don't get you. But it's still happening. Maybe I should get rid of it. I don't know. Hold on. Oh my God, we are back, and that's what I just found out. One championship has Roberto Soldic. If anybody has not seen Roberto Soldic, you need to get Amazon Prime now and watch that fight. I mean, a lot of guys go into their new company and throw a little egg there. You know, did I go through the Chuckle Dell on this episode? Because I know I got three of them hijacked from me while I was doing this. So, I can't remember if it was on the one before I just went pause. But if it was, look what happened to him when he went over to Pride. He didn't do well. He didn't do well. It was a different environment, okay? He didn't look like Chuck Liddell that we knew, okay? It was not him. But then we found out it was actually him, because the same guy that beat him knocked him out in the other organization. So, yeah, it was actually him. Actually, he looked better, actually. So, actually, he looked way better over there, if you think about it. Yeah, he looked way better over there. So, maybe Soldic will look way better, too. I don't know if he can look any better than what he is. Or if he looks worse than what he is, I don't know who the guy he's fighting is. Who is this guy? But Roberto Soldic is fighting on the 1F champ. I did not know this. How did I not know this? Where are you at, sports people? You don't know. You talk about fighting. Y'all talking about fighting out here. Hey, this is fighting. MMA. Well, Jesus. Criminy. Did he not know Roberto Soldic just signed with the 1FC? Did anybody. One championship, whatever the hell they're called. If you're talking MMA, if you're talking that stuff, if you're doing videos on that stuff, you can't just stop. If you got a lot of followers, because people believe it, maybe you know what you're talking about. If you got like 200,000 followers, I might think you know what you're talking about. I've got 5, and I sure as hell know what I'm talking about. I see, I sound like that guy now. I sound like him too, but geez, oh, pizza, weezo. Hello. Hello? Has anybody not seen this guy fight? Did anybody not know him? He is the original RoboCop. There ain't no RoboCop over on the UFC. This is the original RoboCop. Now, you want to know who he is, go watch him on UFC. I guess apparently it's free. Get Amazon Prime and buy it. Holy hell, Toledo to Mahalo. I gotta buy it now. Now I just wish I wouldn't have bought that 6-pack of beer. I'm like, damn, I could use that to buy Amazon Prime. Son of a bitch. Does Amazon Prime have a free thing coming up? Free me. Freebie. Maybe, I don't know. Hey, usually Amazon Prime, if it's your first time sign up, you get your first, like, 7 days free. So maybe you should check that out or something. I don't know, but if you don't know who Roberto Soldic is, you're going to find out. Maybe not tonight, but you're gonna find out. I'm telling you, the cat ain't nobody to joke with. He might not look good right at the shoot, but he's probably gotta get comfortable in a new place. I'm telling you, this cat is for real. He has beaten Drakus Duplessis. He has knocked him on the face of the planet and made him face plant. Drakus did too, but they went back and forth. You gotta look at this guy up. You gotta find this guy. You gotta watch it. Watch it. You gotta watch it. What the hell's going on with me? I'm not even right. I'm not even looking at this shit. I don't know. I didn't even know what's on. I don't know what the hell's going on in the world anymore. Oh my god, they had me working too much. They're not even paying me for it. They're not even paying me for my work, man. I don't even know what to do anymore. Now I got a factory job I'm starting up this week. So thank you, God. I'll never be back on this show again. So thank you all. Thank you all for stealing my shit first, because I know you did. I know a lot of you did, so you can go F yourselves. But it's cool. It's cool. I got a star factory job up this week, so I probably never be back on. So that's cool. It's so good. It's so good to be me. But you got to watch Roberto Soldic, and I will not be back with picks ever again. So this is the last one. So I hope you enjoy it, people. Okay, I lied. Because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a time and day where I want to do a pick. And I'll do a pick. But I'm telling you, you go in a factory, you never come back out. You never come back out. So anyway, watch Roberto Soldic. That's all I'm going to do on this show, because I think he's going to steal it. I think he's going to steal the show. If he does what he's supposed to do, if he does what he's meant to do, if he does what he's been doing, he's going to steal that show, and that's all you remember. The cat can fight. Cat can fight. So anyway, we're going to pick a DraftKings Pick 6, some kind of lineup here. So, geez, oh, pizza, oh, meat, oh. I can't believe I didn't know that. I feel awful. I feel like I discredited the MMA universe. I have discredited the MMA universe by not knowing this. And I'm horrible. Now you should be ashamed, people. People that have out there with 50 to 100 to 125 to $150 million should be ashamed of yourselves. The Demetrius Johnson's over there having a championship. He's probably the greatest fighter we've ever seen in our lives. Not named John Jones or Khabib Nurmagomedov. Screw George St. Pierre. I don't care. Matt Serra knocked his ass out one time. I saw BJ Penn drop him 3 or 4 times. I saw Matt Hughes beat him once or twice. I'm just saying, he cannot be the greatest. How are you saying he's the greatest? Have you not watched his fights? He might have looked the greatest. He might have been the greatest mixed martial artist. But he got beat plenty of times. I'm done with it. Now, that's fact. And if you don't know MMA, quit saying he's even in the top three. Give him a top five. Fine. George St. Pierre can be in the top five. Yeah. Where's Matt Hughes at then? Where is BJ Penn at then? Because they stuck around and got busted. He left. He quit. He was going to get beat. You don't think Johnny Hendricks beat his ass that day? You don't think he beat his ass that day? Go watch the press conference, you 50,000 people who have 50,000 subscribers, 100,000 subscribers, and claim your MMA, people who watch MMA. Okay, you want to, because you got to say MMA. You can't just say UFC. You got to say MMA, so you're verifying and classifying that you're all of it. So please tell me how that press conference went. When Dana White said, I think the wrong guy won. When Johnny Hendricks is sitting over there with no black eyes, no blood coming out of his face, and going, I don't know, why don't you look at him? And then they flash forward, they go, we can't look at him because we're going to have to put a new rating on our television screen. Saying, this is N17, no content. This is for people that are adults. Because his face just looks like he got brutally beaten. Well, that's what happened to him. And you want to call him the greatest fighter of all time? Yeah, he might be the greatest looking fighter of all time. He might have been the greatest built fighter of all time. But geez, old pizza, meat, no, he's not. Okay, good gosh. I watched him my whole life. Are you serious? Hoyce Gracie would have choked his neck out right on the freaking second back in the day. Hoyce Gracie would have choked George St. Pierre out back in the day, 1993, for easily. Easily. I'm just saying, you stupid. Okay, now I know Roberto Soldic is fighting on this one card. Why are you not promoting it, one? Why are you not promoting it better? Watch him lose. I already said he might. I don't know who he's fighting. I can't imagine him putting him up against some kind of a good, easy fight. They're going to say, hey, you think you're so good. Why don't you fight one of our tough guys? Because it's how the area works. That's how fighting usually works. That's how fighting usually works. Hey, you're running this organization over there. You think you're so bad? You think you're so bad? Why don't you come over here and fight one of our guys? And that's what happened. Now he's come over and fight one of their guys. And I'm telling you, it might not be good. It might not be good. You think everything's like the UFC? No, nothing's like the UFC. Dana White had to bring Chuck Liddell over to another country to fight in a tournament to prove that his fighter was the best. That's all I'm saying is what other countries and other promotions are doing. Now, you stupids. You dumb. If you have 50,000 followers, you did not know this, then stop doing your show. Stop acting like you know shit. Stop interviewing fighters. Okay, stop it. Stop it, because you can't even ask them the right questions. What are you going to ask them? What, I can whisper in that guy? What'd you say to that guy? What'd you whisper in his ear? I'd like to know. Well, why would you like to know? What, you want to get slapped too? Because I told him, you don't even want to know. I told him because that's why I told him. And that's why I whispered it in his ear. You fool. Oh my lord. Brain dead. Okay, brain dead. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm just sorry for myself right now for having to deal with this bullshit. The fact that I have to go to a factory next week and why I have bozos out here doing 50K, 100K fucking channels. And they don't know jack shit about nothing. They don't know how to freaking zip their pants up. They know how to freaking put a smile on. Well, gee whiz. You don't even need to know how to zip your pants up. Half of them don't even need to know how to zip their pants up. They can just go right and freaking put a desk under them and say, hey, I'm not even wearing pants, fool. But I have a smile. I have a smile. Did I take a shower? Kinda. Last guy I saw didn't even take a shower. I saw this guy didn't even shower up. He's on film and he ain't even showering. Look at him, greaseball. That's what I'm saying, you greaseballs. Good gosh. Don't frick with me on this because this is horrible. And now I gotta go to a factory because thank you, content thieves. Because I don't know why I got a VPN now and all of a sudden I got like 10,000 downloads in one day. Can I ask that? I had 280 followers one day, next thing I know I had 19, next thing I know I had 16, next thing I know I had 28. What the hell is going on, your VPN? And I got VPN, and it's just stuck, it's just static. It's giving me increases. What the hell, dude? Hey, man. You trust people, you don't trust nobody, you trust nothing. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin said, I don't trust nobody. You think you're coming on my show? Well, fuck you, you're not. I'll slap your face in, okay? You ain't coming on my show, nobody coming on this show, because this is my show. And this show, and ain't nobody singing on this show, ain't no baby game like this freaking fairy. Who the hell is this cat, by the way? I'm pissed. I don't care, I'm mad. I am mad because nobody has mentioned this on anything I've seen. Is this like a monopoly thing like the WWE had? Like, we cannot promote one because they might come beat us. One will beat us if we start promoting them. We cannot talk about it. We talk about everybody else. Roberto Soldic is fighting over here. He's one of the best freaking top 10 fighters in the entire world. I'm just telling you this for a fact. If you think Drew Gets Drew Plus C can jump right in the middle waist, well, why don't you ask him who knocked his ass out last time he fought? In the, wherever the hell he was at before. Well, I don't know if it was the last one, but I'm just saying, somebody fell on their face and he still got signed by the UFC. Good gosh, people, learn your stuff and stop having all these followers when you don't actually jack shit about nothing. Maybe you know about computers. That's what you know. You know computers. Well, gee whiz, and stop. Why don't you talk about computers then? Talk about how you coded and hacked into everybody else's stuff and stole their content. How about you, CAX, bitch? How about you come back here and tell me why you're trying to get on my CAX account? Well, gee whiz, I don't know. Why don't you ask me? Why don't you tell me? Why is one trying to get hacked into now? You think there's money? You think it's a big lovable thing of money? You think whoever this fraud, adulant bitch is, I will find you. I will, because if I have to put my whole effort into that, well, sorry, I gotta work at a factory right now because of your ass. So thank you. Thank you for hacking everything I ever had, you scum sucker. So thank you. Hey, Joe Rogan, thank you. Because, I mean, crying out loud, you're putting some phony-ass bitches on your fucking show, and what the hell, man? You got a star out here. I don't even, well, you probably do, but not me. But you have a guy that could come on there and talk sports with you. He could talk some good bullshit with you. He ain't gonna snap. But fuck these guys, man. Fuck them all. Why did nobody say Roberto Soldic was fighting this weekend? Why has this not been news? Why has it not been news that he's fighting on mainstream TV on Amazon Prime? Why has this not been news, man? Nobody's saying nothing. Maybe it was. Maybe I'm just the one that lost. Maybe I'm the lost child in this world. Probably right. So anyway, what are we going to do? Pick a fight for you guys? Fuck you. I ain't gonna pick a team now because I give a shit. You listen to my bullshit for no reason, obviously. So that's cool, man. But what happened was that's cool, man. I'm gonna tell you what this is cool about this one. So I ain't picking no fights tonight. I could care less to pick a fight. I was gonna pick a whole team. I had a good team. I had a good lineup. But I'm gonna keep that to myself because obviously everybody else wants to keep their self to their self. So screw ya. Did I get mad? I probably did. Oh, yeah. Well, you should know me. You don't piss him off because you did bad things to him. Because he's not going to like you. He'll never like you. You do bad things with him, he's not going to ever like you again. I'm just saying. He won't. Okay, so whoever this content thief was, who's been trying to steal my crypto accounts now, I've had to change my freaking crypto.com account 3 times now. You don't know you're not getting into it. You're not getting into a fool. Okay, what you're going to do is get yourself arrested. Because it's just tracking right back to you. Because I have that much stuff on my stuff. You think I'm that stupid? Screw you, man. Screw you. Now, this content stuff, I just thought was fun. Thought it was fun. Here, it's free to everybody, I thought. Thought nobody would do anything crazy like that. Well, hey, obviously they did. Screwers. You guys are screwballs in this world. Jim Carrey's a fucking piece of shit, too. Because what the hell was that about? Oh, did he leave Twitter? Did he leave Twitter? Because I saw a video that said, no chance. No chance ever gonna be anywhere. Well, gee whiz, Jim Carrey, where are you at now? I don't know, man. He used to be a funny guy. He used to be a funny guy, but they tried turning it was Hollywood. That's Hollywood. I ain't gonna blame it on Jim Carrey. I wouldn't blame Jim Carrey on being a freaking bonehead piece of shit anymore because of the way he felt. I would blame that on the people that he met and the people he was around for so long. That's what I'm gonna blame that on, because Jim Carrey back in the days when he was on In Living Color, that was a funny ass motherfucker. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, you're going to tell me somebody wrote that script? You're going to tell me somebody scripted that show? No, nobody scripted that. That was Jim Carrey being a freaking bonehead freaking weirdo. That was funny stuff. Where you at now, man? Where you at now? Sitting on her baby. I'm a baby. I'm a baby. I'm a baby. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. What the hell, dude? How about you get some talent then? Because you used to have it. You obviously lost your ball somewhere along the line. Good gosh. Oh, no, they said he did. They said he did. They said he caught STDs and he lost his balls. My bad. I apologize, Jim Carrey. You got STDs because you started messing around with people that you shouldn't have messed around with because they were hookers. So it's my bad. My bad. Charlie Sheen, are you okay with your HIV now? Are you okay with your HIV? I hope you are. Hope to God you are. Hope to God you are. You sold out your sellouts. That's what they did to you. They planted the STD on you to get you with it. That's all I'm saying. Somebody said he had herpes. I don't know. He's got low balls. I don't know these things. I didn't say it. Go watch YouTube. Check a YouTube video out one of these times. I don't know. Make sure it's legit. Good God, people. But this guy, CSH Combat Sports, who's got 10.3K followers, folks. 10.3K followers on YouTube. Just claim. You want to compare that to apples and oranges? Well, I know this was bashed and hacked and bashed 3 or 4. Now it's already been hacked again. That's fine. You stop me from doing whatever I'm doing because I haven't gotten any downloads ever since something weird happened. So that's cool. You hacked into my stuff. You got it. That's cool. But you got my YouTube account. I don't get paid on YouTube. Go ahead. Take them. Whatever you want. Go ahead. I have 74 subscribers on there. Compared to this cat, who's got 10 point something else. I don't know. I wasn't really doing UFC. I was doing stupid-ass videos. But then I did my podcast. But I'm just probably an idiot. I'm an idiot that doesn't know shit and jack shit about life. But why do I have to keep changing my passwords then? Why do I have to keep changing my passwords? Why does this place tell me I've been stolen from 800 million times? Basically, that's what it feels like. You steal from me once, it feels like 800 million times. Because, geez, oh, please, I don't know what that one time could have been. Who knows, man? Who knows life? But this is a true fact. This CSH Combat Sports with a 10.3K following claims this. Did you not know? Nobody wants to listen to what I just said. I said it. Because I said it. Because I said it. I said it. I said it's going to happen. He said all that bullshit, right? He was the one guy that said all that bullshit like me, right? Oh, he's this guy. But now Kayla Harrison's having a mental breakdown now, too. But he also said she was going to get her ass whooped because she got no... You want to know why? You know why he knew that? He knew this because she's got no mental toughness. She's got no mental toughness. So I knew she was going to lose. No mental toughness whatsoever. Oh, my Lord. How many people in the entire world have ever won one Olympic gold medal? Please answer this one. Probably plenty. Yes, plenty. People win them every 4 years, right? Okay, or you want to call it winner, whatever you want. This is like a, this feels like it's a pattern going into it, some kind of pattern right now. Because I swear to God, some guy that I cannot even use his name anymore, because apparently it's me taking off of stuff. Can't use his name, but apparently it's a winter snow. Screw you too, man. I don't care. I was trying to give you props, but screw this guy. And I don't care who he is, but he's some guy, and he's obviously acting like a bad guy right now. He's obviously acting like a real bad guy right now. And I hate that, and it's horrible. And I was gonna give this criminal some props, and he just acted too bad, apparently. And I got my whole I've been cut off 3 times. People, man. I don't think it was him, but I'm just saying. Apparently, he's put some kind of lock in there to use my name. I'm getting it cut off quick because I had my developer mode on. I had my developer mode on accident. I was trying to learn coding, and I had to turn it back off. And yeah, obviously, if I had that on and your name is out there saying people can't use it unless they know it, and then they're gonna shut my screen off. Yeah, well, Google would do that. They would do that if you're getting paid by them. Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. I'm not stupid. So yeah, that was stupid of me. But I don't want you to say any names. I'm not going to say names. I'm going to say these names because I don't think these are the ones that offended anybody. I don't think these are the ones that came out anybody else. But I like that guy. I think that guy's awesome. I think he's the greatest person in the world. If I ever knew him, if I ever met him. But anyway, he's acting like a bad guy. He's a bad guy. You know him. Shut me down now, please. Please, come on. Oh, I have to turn my development mode off. You can't do it now. You can't do it now because they can't hear me. Because there's a camera on there. You don't know I was going playing in that situation, too. I play in there. I play in there, you guys that are trying to put stupid shit in there. I play in there, so I see it, and I wrote you back a few times. Okay, you gotcha. I gotcha. You got me, obviously. I don't know what the hell was going on. I said, what the hell is this? I didn't know what it was. I just saw a whole bunch of words. I'm like, this is what I've been doing. Why is it on here? Oh, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's what I wrote him. What are you doing? I know you. I see you. It was development mode. You got it. Maybe I'm just a crazy fool. I am a crazy fool who just thinks things up in his head. All I know is I don't really give a shit. And nobody's getting any fight picks tonight. So you might as well shut off now. But if you don't want to shut off, you should hear this one. He said Kayla Harrison's having a mental breakdown now because she obviously was just paid. They puffed her up. They puffed her up to win all these fights and make her feel like she was good at stuff. Oh, is that what they did? They puffed her up to make her feel like she was good at stuff, folk. Okay, who the hell is this guy? Because he needs to be cut off now. 10.3K followers. You need to get out of that. All you need is 1,000. He's getting paid. He's getting paid by somebody, by something, some way. And this sucks and weird. It's weird, man. Because he obviously knows absolutely nothing. And that's what happened. Because she won the Olympics twice, my friend. 2-time gold medalist. You think she doesn't have mental toughness? You go try to win one freaking judo match ever, please. Anywhere. I'm just talking on the side of the street. Say, I want to fight you in judo and see if you can win the match. See if you can win it. I'll jump out. I mean, we'll have you on radar. Hopefully somebody has you tracked and they'll be able to jump out of nowhere and say, hey, I'm a referee at 2. That'd be cool. And we can say, hey, oh, obviously he doesn't know anything about nothing because this guy just kicked his ass. He didn't even know anything about judo either. Oh, he didn't know anything. And he got his ass kicked. Oh, shit. And she's got no mental toughness? 2 times. 2 times. That's 8 years, my friend. 8 years. Between 8 years, 2 championships. Now, you got mental toughness. She's got mental toughness. That's not the problem. It's not the problem. They tried changing the way she fights, changing all the style that was going to make her good. And her style that makes her good is a style that is in the past. It's people are going to evolve over that. That's been doing combat and hand-to-hand other things the same amount of time. They will figure other things out. That's all I'm saying. It's not nothing to do with mental toughness. It's got to do with she lost to somebody better. Okay, somebody better. That's fine. Fine, it's a one loss. It's not mental toughness. It's got nothing to do with that. Ronda Rousey got ran out of there because her time came up. The time came up. There is no 155-pound weight class. Kayla Harrison was out there beating them with the judo and the same thing that Ronda Rousey was beating everybody else with when there was no women's weight classes whatsoever. You gotta know this, okay? There is no 155. That's why they can't get anybody to get in there to fight her. You think Pacheco's a 155 pounder? You're crazy. That woman's probably a 135 pounder. I'm telling you, she's a 35 pounder. If she had to go there, she'd get there. It's all I'm telling you. They had to get there. They wanted $1 million. They moved to the 155. They said they could beat Kayla Harrison. She packed the weight on. She got it done. She's now Yeah, I don't know what the hell, man. It's Pacheco. It's Pancho. She's a badass. She kills. She kicks ass. She takes names. She takes numbers. She's going down to 135 or 145. She's going to kick Amanda Nunes' ass. You don't think that woman will kick Amanda Nunes' ass? You're crazy. She will. Oh, she will. She gets down to 145, she'll kick her ass. Maybe not 145. We'll give Amanda a little thing. But if they both had to cut that 135, she'll kick Amanda Nunes' ass all over them. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But I'm just saying, you don't think she knows how to fight? That's not mental toughness, you idiot. You should be discarded and disbranded from any ever being able to talk about combat sports ever again. Ever again. Fools, man. And you think I'm going to pick a lineup. I'll pick a lineup anyway because I'm a man of my word. I am a man of my word. And I'll do it right now because I'm that mad. I'm so livid. I'm going to actually do one because I feel like doing one because I feel like I'm a man of my word and I'll do what I said. And that's what I do. That's what I came on the show to do. That's what I'm going to do. Because I had the team picked out. I was going to do the team. I was going to hit the team. I was going to probably lose the team. I don't know if I win or lose. I don't know if I usually win. I'm usually pretty damn good. I think a guy's getting investigated because he was stealing my shit. So that's cool. Hey, keep stealing that shit because that's so weird that was a Nuremberg and Minner. Because I said, why don't you put Nuremberg as your captain? Well, gee whiz, how'd that happen? And then that same fight is the one that's being called out. Who was going to pick Nuremberg as their captain that day? Please, the guy's got 18 losses. 8 losses. I don't know. He didn't look any better than anybody else there, but hey, somebody who's got brains might do it. Obviously, that guy had some at one time, and they were getting kicked out of his head, and he had to stop fighting, and he had to start coaching fighting. And then that got kicked out of his head, too, because I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't want to insult somebody because I don't know what the story. But if that's a story, that's a story that I would think. So now I know what people think about me. So that's cool, because you don't know the story. I don't know the story. So I'll just stop it now, and I won't even say the name anymore. But I'm just saying, I think the guy's good. I think he was a good coach. I think he was a hell of a coach. Where the team? Anybody ever hear of his team? Anybody ever hear of that Glory team ever before he became coach over there? Anybody ever hear of them? Anybody knew where they were? No. He built it, right? He was building it. Why don't we ask, if you want to get really involved with this, why don't somebody go start asking Grant Dawson some questions? Ask Grant Dawson some questions on why he left. Please, because that was recently, and it was really awkward, and it was really weird. Now, please, because that made the one dude cry. He was crying, and he almost quit coaching. Now, you got to know, he left, and that almost made him quit coaching because that's how tight they were. That's a relationship they had. So, if you want to know questions, why don't you ask Grant Dawson what the hell happened, and he probably will say, go fuck yourself. You don't know. I know, and I don't even know. So, go kill you. That's what I would say. So, stop talking about it. We'll find out when it happens. And now I'm talking about because idiots are talking about it, too. You guys have so many followers. So many followers, why don't you do something with it? Do something with it. Do something with it. Tell us Roberto Soldic is fighting on a freaking one card. Please tell us that. Because it's on Amazon Prime. For crying out loud, I ain't here one time. From anybody. John McCarthy. It's a freaking scumbags over there. Whatever the hell they are. I don't know, but shit started happening when they came back up. And then all of a sudden, I'm just saying. Just saying, man. Just saying. I trust. I like them. I think they're okay. I don't know them. But what the hell? You're all scumbags if you did not tell me Roberto Soldic was fighting them. Oh, they were for Bellator. They can't. Never mind. You're good. You're good. You can't because you, see the people. What the hell, man? You guys are screwing them. What is one that one is one's coming? Oh, they are coming. It's not, my bad, John. Don't be bringing no police officers over here trying to pull no charges on me again. Okay, please, man. I'm just saying. I don't even know him either. But I'm just saying. I think he's a police officer, and obviously I have bad track record with him. But I'm just saying this. Okay, got it. They're Bellator. They're UFC. They can't talk about the one. They couldn't tell you Roberto Soldic was going. How about you YouTubers? You YouTubers that have all these little followers like this cat who wants to blast Kayla Harrison on nonsense. How about you tell me Roberto Soldic's fighting? Please, man. Please tell the people that they need to know stuff. That think there's that know there's more outside of this world than just the UFC. Please. Oh, you better know that. You might want to know that. Oh, no. Oh, my. Is that a bad thing, too, comedians? Well, gee whiz. Jim Carrey and Jerry Seinfeld on the same freaking situation on one show. That is so odd. Why were they on there? I don't know. Ask Paul Harvey when I die. And we'll figure it out because he knows everything. Gives the rest of the story all the time. So we'll be right back with this team. I got to give you a team now because I feel like an idiot and asshole if I don't. All right. Hey, thank you. It better be on my way. $10. $10 for a $108 job. Hey, you're really good. Nice job, open source shows. So anyway, we're going to pick... Thank you. I'm not telling him. I said, maybe I did do it wrong. I could have done the job wrong. I don't know. Why'd you train me? You said you're paying me an hourly wage. I went and did the job. If I did it wrong, if I did it right, it doesn't matter. You're paying me to drive there. You're doing that. You told me to do that. I did it. And you probably should still pay me and not ever hire me again. Or come show me how to do it. Because I'm not going back by myself. Because I know what I did. I know it was perfect. I wasn't perfect because those places sucked. And you couldn't find the products they were asking me to find. So basically, I turned them in the Better Business Bureau. I just turned them in the Better Business Bureau because I said, it's impossible. It's impossible to do the tasks you're asking me to do on these four jobs. It's impossible. They don't exist. I was there. I talked to the managers. I called them. I was in there. I called three of them. So you want to keep going there? Keep going there. I called three. They weren't on duty. I talked to them. I said, managers, do you have any of this stuff? Because anyway, I said, can I speak to the manager? I got to speak. No, they're not on duty. I said, I got to talk to one. I got to find out if you have this stuff. Because I got to get pictures of it. They don't have it. So yet you're going to, it doesn't matter. That's a Better Business Bureau. You think you're messing with somebody. You don't know how you're messing with that. So I'm talking to you, CIX guy. CIX guy, keep trying to hack that account. There's nothing in there. Go ahead. Go ahead. Did you not hear the whole episode? I said I got away from it. What the frick is wrong with people, man? But it's so odd. So odd that would happen. Right? Three times? Three times I got to change that account? Never had to change it ever before. Ever in my life. Three times now. Huh. So I got that VPN that they were talking about. I got that VPN that dude was talking about all this time. And I said, I got it. And all I found out, I was like, holy shnikey mucky mighties. Who are these guys? Who's a CSH guy? Because he sounds like a freaking idiot. He didn't call bullshit. If he called it because of that bullshit, he was wrong. No. She was going to beat her because she was bigger. She was skilled at this decent level enough skills. And she had a lot freaking harder fist. That's what I'm saying. She had way better strikes. She was a way better striker. It was nothing about mental toughness at all. What the hell, man? That had nothing to do with mental toughness. Freaking, it was somebody who got to the size because they had to get to the size. Because there was no other weight class. They didn't want to go 145. They made it go 155. This woman's not hitting a 55-pounder. Pacheco's not. You want somebody good, UFC, why don't you grab her and make her go to 145 and say, hey. And say, hey, PFL. Scrap your crap because you can't get nobody over there anyway for those weight classes. Build the 125 pounders up like we did. We built from the beginning at they built 135 and they made other ones. But I'm saying built that 125 pound weight classes up. Build it and then work on the other ones. That's all I'm saying because that woman at 125 in the PFL is a badass, okay? She's a badass. She's from England. She's a killer. I would wish I would pronounce her name, but I'm not going to unpronounce names anymore. Apparently, that's no good either. Nothing's any good in this life. Well, you know what? My life sucks. All right? Did I not know? Did you not hear me? Anybody hear this whole story? You know, frickers. Hey, Nico Price looked really good, though. I watched these weigh-ins, and Nico Price was looking in shape, man. He's going to crush this guy, because you want to know why? The guy didn't even make weight. He didn't make weight. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Maybe he had a bad weekend. Maybe he had a bad day. Maybe bad timing. I don't know what's going on there. But Nico Price did not look like he had any bad time doing anything. And for that, I'm stealing Nico Price as my captain. I'm doing it. You think I'm crazy? Well, good. Because it's going to be a crazy-ass lineup because I don't like anybody that's listening to me anymore, apparently. Because you suck if you listen to me and you don't care about me. Because I have a life, too. Okay? Jeez, oh, peace. I don't make money doing this. You listen to it, and you're not doing nothing for me, and you're not liking me. Well, you're obviously liking me, but you're just letting me get stolen. It is. I obviously saw it was. I don't know what the hell's going on. All right, go ahead. Who's this? This is the HK. I'm pretty sure that might be him, because he spoke some bullshit, and he sounds kind of like the guy that I want to fight now, because his name starts with a D. His name starts with a D. Who's Danny? It says D Salad now. Hey, Danny? Danny, you think prison jail was bad? Well, you don't want to meet me then. You don't want to meet me. Okay. You were in jail, you said? No. Hey, guy behind the other guy. Hey, you were in jail? You were in prison? None of that makes sense. None of those stories are true. Those are lies. I've been there. There ain't no guy going to do whatever that anybody's saying. They ain't act like, when I was in prison, I act like a scared little bitch. That's what I'm telling you. It's how you act. You ain't going to act like a tough guy when you go to prison. Nobody is. No. Okay, no. Because you get in there and you're scared to death because there's a lot of tough guys in there. There's people bear crawling around tracks with no shirts on, and they look like they're freaking going about to be done bear crawling. They'll rip your freaking head right off your freaking throat. That's what I said, because they don't even look nice. They don't, people just don't even look nice in there, some guys. I'm just saying. I'm talking to anybody, any shape, any color, any gender, any whatever. Whatever you want to do, but there's some people in there that are just built like freaking brick houses. And they didn't do it freaking doing the PEDs like the little Lion King over there did. That little Lion King over there that did and fooled all you. He fooled all you little phonies just like Andrew Tate was trying to do. Is Andrew Tate trying to fool you guys and bully you into believing what he believes? Well, that's just crazy. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Believe for yourselves. I'm just saying, I was there. Whatever your story's made, especially the one that said he was in that place. Hell no! Hell no! I heard about that place. Oh, no way! You know, people in prison have been there. You meet people in any prison, and they've been to a lot of prisons. Just saying, you do. I met a Cuban guy. It's like, I've been everywhere. I've been Florida, I've been California. What he was doing, he just keeps getting caught. Every state he goes to. He said, this is a baby prison. What the hell is this? He started just tattooing himself up in our lot right here right in front of guards. He said, what are you going to do to me? What are you going to do to me? He had a guy tattoo him right up in front of a guard. They said, oh, we'll let you finish your tattoo, and then we're going to write you both up. I'm not telling you. Good gosh. I know for a fact half those stories are fake. Cigarettes. You don't get that many cigarettes. For one, you get like, you don't even get cigarettes, actually. You get tobacco. They'll give you tobacco rolled up in something, and then you got to get papers. You got to roll it up yourself and smoke it. That's what I heard. That's what I know. Only thing I know. Marijuana. They got roll. It's not like it's in papers. And it's confiscated. It's switched in the bathroom. It's a way to get in there. The way he's saying it don't make no sense. They're on rolls. They roll right out. You put it in your sweatshirt. They're rolling. They're rolling. Cigarettes roll. You put in your sweatshirt upwards. Well, it'll roll right back down. Well, you don't make sense then. Hey, I put in my little sleep in my sweatshirt. Well, it don't make no sense, Donnie, Danny, Bonnie, Banny, CCH, because I'm pretty sure that's you, screwball. That's what I'm saying. I don't know things, man. I'm snapping and bapping and japping and happening, but hey, somebody's got to do it. And if it's me, I don't care. I'm going to be in effect for next week, so I don't care. My life's over anyway, so hey, enjoy this show, because it's probably going to be my last one. All right, so what we're going to do is, what I do? I picked Nico Price as my captain. I think. Let's just throw this one in here right now. Because I wanted to go hard balls at it right after the shoot. And I wanted to say I wanted Nico Price as my captain right away. I just want to take Nico Price. So we're going to take Nico Price and see what we can get as a captain. Because I might be able to get one of these other guys. I think I'm going to get a big pointy out here. If I put him there. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm definitely not taking that miss weight piss of shit guy, Roe. You didn't even miss it any close. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. He missed it 173.5. That's not close. He didn't pull this guy because now I'm in love with this guy like as a fan. I will never bash Matt Schnell again. I will never do anything wrong to Matt Schnell and say anything bad about him. I'm not going to pick a fight. I'm not going to pick against him. I'm not going to pick for him. Okay? Because what Matt Schnell did is became bald. Matt Schnell became bald today to make weight. To make weight. The only last time I've seen that was my friend Drew. Only other time was in school when Drew was and then our prick still said, yeah, miss weight. And he said, well, shame a whole hell, you still miss weight. And I said, well, that's cool, I miss weight too. Hey, can I wrestle 130 then? And they said, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I said, he missed one, well, I didn't say that. I said, hey, I can wrestle 125 and see if I can come up to 130 then because I missed 119. I wasn't planning on wrestling that weekend anyway. But I missed weight. And he missed it and they shaved his whole head off, shaved everything off. And for this, that's how dedicated he was to the sport. Because I went on to 130 and won the whole freaking tournament. At 119 pounders, a freshman. Got a dollar for it. They paid me to do it. So yeah, should I be fine? I should have never been in college. Now I violated all college rules. I was already paid as a high school wrestler. A dollar. For winning the tournament at 130. They said, you can't do that. You'll never do that. I said, you're not going to let him go to 130 because he's 125 pounders. I said, move him up. Let me move up to 225 and we'll both win it. Oh, no, no, that's not going to work for you, coach. Okay, so I'll go to 130. I'll win it and let that guy take third. Well, that's a genius idea. Genius idea. I don't even think he took third. Maybe he took fourth. I don't know. Scrubball, Bombachamal. That's what he was. Ah, he was a good guy. He was a 3-time All-Stater, too. So it was like, I know he's going to win in at 132. Or at least place the same he would at 130. Let me go 125. Oh, okay. So fine. I thought maybe he'd take third and I'd take first. But no, it went first and third. That's how a badass does things, okay? And you don't know, and I don't know anything, so I'm making it up because it was 25 years ago. Who gives a shit, right? Nobody gives a shit about nothing. Past the past, nobody cares about it. Then why are you still talking? Why are you still talking then? I don't know. Why are you still talking then? If nobody cares about the past, then how are you still talking and why are you still talking? If nobody cares about that past. Nobody cares about any of your past. How and why are you still talking? Oh, no. Like, your good past. Your good past. Well, I think he had some bad past, and now he's not talking. I don't know these things. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking about fights. I'm picking fights with everybody. Steven Thompson, we're taking him because there ain't no way. This guy who just, like I heard one time today. I don't know where it was at, but he made a good point. He made a couple of them, like I was saying. I said, that's the same thing. I said, nobody wants to go watch that fight. Somebody's getting strangled or somebody's getting their arms broken because it's a grappling tournament. It's a grappling match, right, for like a title belt. Yeah, well, somebody's going to either get choked out or somebody's going to get their arms broke or legs broke. That's what happened, and that's exactly what he said. I was like, oh, that's too bad. That makes sense. That's why I would not invite my family. Well, do that because it's a title fight, and somebody's losing, and it ain't going to be no little pansy-ass bitch fight like a 30-minute fight like that little guy over there did. You know, with the kid and man over there, the fighter. Them, you know, he went over in a fight one time and took a 30 minutes with a jiu-jitsu ace and said, I'm a jiu-jitsu ace. And then the jiu-jitsu ace got up and said, you're a little piece of shit, baby. Why don't you do anything? You never broke guard, dude. We're in a submission grappling tournament. You never tried to do a submission from back. You never once tried to do one submission or never tried to get off your back. Not once. You just laid in guard because you outweighed me by how much? 40 pounds. 40 pounds. So you don't think his legs locked around his waist could hold him there while he grabbed his arms around his back and hold him for 30 minutes? Well, that happened. Go check it out. Because that guy's still around, too. With a funny guy. Hey, the other guy's really funny, too. I'm not going to say names anymore, but the other guy's really funny. I liked him on the Goldbergs. I thought he was pretty cool, except for the short shorts and the gym class. Because that's kind of weird if you're a middle school teacher. But I just saw him saying. All I'm saying, middle school teacher, short shorts. Gym class. Don't know why, but it was because it was the 80s. I got it. It's not his fault. And people tried to blast him. I defended him. And now I'm getting crashed and ridiculed. Who the hell is Chris D'Elia? That guy's a scumbag. Holy shit. I don't even think that was real about him either. That was from a movie. But that guy's just not even funny. Who the hell is he? Did he go on a podcast with a freaking mustard stain on his sweatshirt? I swear to God he did. That wasn't even fake. It couldn't have been fake. It couldn't have been. It could have been real. It had to have been real. Because why? Now YouTube's fake. They're comedies. The comedians think they're so funny. Those comedians think they're so funny, and they're going to do their own stories and make fun of people. Yeah, well, I know how that goes. Because I did. I got banned from a comedy club, and I got bashed by all you little funny comedians that were at that comedy club. Oh, yeah, because you knew you got moved to another peg. Hey, let's just bash him and make him feel like he never wants to do it again. Well, that's cool. Thank you. Real good. I probably wasn't good. I probably sucked. Life sucks sometimes. Roman Dolidze, we're taking him. I'm not believing Jack Hermanson's doing jack shit to this guy. Why did he take the fight on 1 month notice? Why did Roman Dolidze take this fight? There was no reason for him to take this fight. No reason whatsoever. Even if he beats Jackie, Jackie's still sitting in the same spot he's sitting in. He's a badass. Just saying. So there's no reason for it. Not really much. I mean, it's a decent name, but it ain't going to be much. It ain't going to be much move. We all know he's a killer. You want to talk jiu-jitsu, go ask him. Jack, you're probably going to learn some stuff. You're going to be like that other black belt that fought him that went in the back room and asked how you do that headlock. That's all I'm saying. Because he might know something you don't know, even though you're a great guy at your skills. You're awesome at your skills. You're great, excellent. One of the best guys we've seen at your skills. This guy, I think, is at a whole different level. I've seen him snap a leg. I've seen him, and he knew he snapped it. And he said, I snapped it. I let go of the whole hold. You want me to rip it off? Do you want me to rip his leg off? Because I would have. If I would have known I had to rip his leg off, I would have ripped his leg off. I would have ripped Phillip Tall's leg off. I heard it snap and pop and crack and back. And I let it go. And then you're going to let him stand up and limp around until I have to beat his face in? Well, geez, that's not a fight. That's not fair. Well, now I got to beat, and then he beat his face in and punched him out. So that guy, yeah, well, that's a badass. So good luck, Jack. All right, next fight. So what are we doing here? You got me hot and heavy. I'm in a good one today. Ooh, it's RW too. I don't give a shit. Cause why? Well, I gotta hide from something. I can't hide from shit. That means we're taking Rogelio Dos Anjos as our captain, easily as our captain right here. Cause I like it. We're taking him as my captain. I think. Oh, well, never mind. I had to pull that back. Cause I had to put him in here. Captain team ups at $5,000. The captain pick upped at $5,000. I had to drop it back down. I had to put it back down in high round mound. So here we go. Now we're going to go F. Next fight. We got to have somebody. Somebody scoring points. Angela Hill. Angela Hill, I do not like the way. I don't know. No, I don't want to do that one either. Tai Tuivasa. I've not watched Pavlovic. I'm not sold on him yet. I don't want to watch it because I don't know what he's going to do. He's knocked everybody out. What am I going to find? UFC-wise, ain't really nothing. Got to go all the way, 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 way back, but that's years ago. So you never know. And Tai's got power. And Tai's got a head that can take some punches. Schnell looks like he's ready. But I can't do it because he had to shave his head. He ain't going to feel right. He's not going to feel right, okay? Everything might be messed up because he had to shave his head. So when he goes and shoots now, it might be like he might get like no resistance and he'll be quicker. Well, actually, he might be faster then. He shaved his head. He's probably going to be fat. Oh, he doesn't shoot, though. He doesn't shoot. I don't know what you're going to... Well, do you shoot, Matt? What do you do with your head? Is it going to do any kind of like aerodynamics on you because you shaved your head now? I don't know. We'll see. Because it obviously was a half pound of hair. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. We're going to take Emily Ducote. Because either way, she's scoring points. Angela Hill ain't knocking her out. That's fine. I know that. So Ducote's going to score something. We got to get somebody to score points. She looks like a woman to score points. I'm not saying Angela Hill's going to lose the fight. I think it's going to go to decision. Who knows what happens when Angela Hill fights? She could take a punch, man. She could take a beating and give one back. That's what she could do. That's why she's here. That's why she's there. She's awesome. And that's why she speaks in fights. She talks in fights. She's good at it. She's good. Well, this is where we got a problem now. This is where we got a problem. So now we got to find a captain. Let's go with Nico Price and do what I said. We'll put Nico Price in as a captain pick. And we give it $8,900 to work with. And who we got? Kyle Dawkins. You can put Pavlovic in if you believe he can do a first-round knockout. If you believe he can do the first-round knockout, go ahead and do it. Don't believe in Jack Hermanson might do something. Holland might do something crazy. Hill might do something crazy. I don't know. Roe might just use his 2.5-3 pounds advantage and knock Nico Price's face right in. I don't know these things, but I don't like somebody missing it by that much. I don't even think the fight should be taking place. So for that, I have to take the other guy. Just for that's for integrity. Integrity of the sport. And integrity of the sport would mean you know Roberto Soldic was freak, and I didn't know it. So I have no integrity for the sport either, but I didn't go out promoting, pushing anything else. And it's Friday! The fight's going on now! Watch it. If you had, you didn't always listen to it. I'm a day late. Nobody's going to listen to this. It ain't going to be put out. So I apologize. I hope you watched it, the show, though. You should have known. I didn't know. Nobody. I didn't hear it. I haven't been watching, following that much. I mean, on YouTube, you at least think your MMA channels would tell you that. You would think your MMA channels you're following, right, would at least put that out. I do follow MMA channels. I would believe that one of them would have put that out. Nobody did. Nobody wanted to put it out. Singapore's following me, though, so I apologize, Singapore. Anybody listening there, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I don't know what's going on here. Kyle Dawkins, we're going to take him. And if that's that little scumbag piece of shit over there, I'll fight him, too. I will. If he's the one doing the Singapore, because I know he's playing with them. I know he's playing games with one. And if he's playing games with my stuff on one and his stuff on one, then how about I get in front of him and we play games together and we talk it? I don't know. We could break down the one championship fights because nobody does. Nobody obviously does. Nobody's obviously breaking the one championship fights down. So how about we could do that? We could do that and we could squash this beef. The other beef is Andrew Tate. I squashed it. I don't want a beef. The only beef I have is stop being a bully, which it looks like I don't think he was. I think I was just getting catfished. Now, the other one, somebody's trying to get me to say, I'll fight him, though, if I have to. If I have to fight the guy, I'll have to fight him. I mean, he can't back out of that. So I said what I said. Now CM Punk, Phil Brooks, I'll fight him anyway. I'll make sure it's a professional wrestling ring, and that's when he's tag team partners with Ronda Rousey, and it's me and Kayla Harrison. Chicken ass, taking names and numbers. Well, no. Put Kayla Harrison and the Minnesota dude. They can be teammates. That's going to be in WWE. And I'll be the manager. I'll be like Mr. Fuji. I'll hit somebody if I have to. I'll hit him with the cane if I have to. You know, Punk don't like any bad nonsense like that. So I'm going to Rosie have to be the good people. And we have to be the bad ones. And we have to beat people with canes and hit them and get the wins. We might have to do that. But I'll do it. I'm Mr. Fuji. Just think of me. Or Slickster, the Slickster. Do whatever you want to do. Just don't call me next week. Because I'll be working all week. Oh, my God. I cannot wait for it. 60 hours on my feet at a factory. And I'll probably never leave. I'll never leave. You'll never hear from me again. So thank you. Thank you for doing that to me, people. You all did it to me. Everybody did it to me. And now you can go suck on teats. Watch the 1FC, though. And watch UFC tomorrow. And check that fight card that I just picked out. Because I think it's going to lose. But it might have a shot at winning. So other than that, have a good one. Take care.